I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. People are already losing interest in helping Nepal's earthquake survivors. Money's not coming in. But the Christians, well, they've already got networks in place and aid distributions going. World Mission's Greg Kelly says their June trip was already on the calendar when the quake struck. Now it means opportunity because people in their despair are looking for answers. The World Mission team is taking aid into a number of villages and with it, 2,000 solar-powered audio Bibles. Why those?
When people hear the gospel in their own language, there's just such a receptivity to it because they feel like God is speaking their language.
Aside from the spiritual issues, logistics are a problem too. Would you pray? Teen suicide. It couldn't be more of a problem than at Pine Ridge, a First Nation reservation in South Dakota. Last month, we told you about the epidemic of suicides between January and March. But the good news? Well, the attempts are dropping. Ron Hutchcraft told us about it and urged you to pray.
This prayer alliance that's formed across the country for this reservation and other reservations has actually slowed dramatically what was going on there over the first three and a half months of this year.
In that culture, the gospel speaks volumes. And we all grieve the murder of 21 Egyptian Christians in Libya by ISIS earlier this year, but what about their families? Most of them are left with no income. But a few partners with Voice of the Martyrs USA are coming to their aid. They recently installed clean water filters in Egyptian villages where those families live. They hope this act of God's love will also create peace between Muslims and Christians. Support those left behind by clicking the link to VOM's Families of Martyrs Fund on our website. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can sign up to get our daily e-news blast for free. Go to missionnews.org, type in your email address, and you'll have up-to-date mission news every day. I'm Ruth Kramer.